Joining me in the studio this morning in person are Roger Schmidt, the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Alaska Arts Southeast, and Chris Fulton, a board member of his, and the coordinator of a performance that we're going to be having next week in Sitka, right?
That's correct.
Chris, the Thotos Dance Company. And joining us on the phone from Haines is Melissa Thotos. Melissa, are you there? Hello?
I'm here.
Am I pronouncing...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. And yes, you are pronouncing the name correctly. It's Thotos. It's, the company was named, was my maiden name 20 years ago, and it's a Greek name. So even though we're not a Greek company.
Okay. Well, I'm always amused that we go to this elaborate trouble of, you know, I called you up a while ago and pre-interviewed you a little bit, but I never did get your last name right. It's Sitka's just that kind of way. We're not really sort of a last name kind of town, but anyway, Melissa, you're in Haines right now, but you'll be in Sitka next week. And Chris, what are our performance times and dates for Thotos Dance Chicago?
It's a week from today, Wednesday, April 11th at 7 p.m. at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. And tickets are available at Old Harbor Books, $20 for adults, $15 for students.
Okay, so it's going to be next Wednesday. And Melissa, I was looking at your performance, your touring schedule, and you have been covering the state the past few weeks, haven't you?
We have. Our tour is 3 weeks long. We have had two cities so far are visited, and we have seven to go, if my math is correct. And we arrived in Skagway and had a wonderful performance there. And last night we had a sold-out performance in Haines, and we'll be heading on the ferry to Juneau today. And we're very excited to be performing where we are. And what is wonderful is everyone we talked to said, you're going to the best places in Alaska. So we're really excited about our travels here. It's been wonderful.
Melissa, tell us a little bit about taking a dance company like this on the road. I mean, you are kind of a major presence on the scene in Chicago. And how do you get a company like this on the road, especially when you're performing in small towns in Alaska, when you just may have no idea of what the venue's going to be like, or what the performance space will involve? Do you have to sort of recruit a robust, adventurous group of dancers to do this kind of thing?
That's a great, great question. And touring is something that dance companies who have been around a while like to do and really want to do for various reasons. It allows us to share what we do and what we love to do, which is dance, and share the works that we build in Chicago with other communities, which is really special. In addition, it's an important income source for our company and for our dancers. And the dancers that we hire for the company are very aware that touring is an innate part of the lifestyle and the expectation of being with the company. It's also something that everyone loves to do. Everyone loves to travel. And it's very special when you can come to a community not just as a tourist, but as someone who is going to be working in the community and integrating with the community in a new and different way. It takes a lot of preparation. We don't go into any theaters without talking to the technical directors of each theater to find out the size of the stage and the instrumentation and all of those things. So it's a lot of planning. And we have a very long, I don't know how many page, itinerary, which our managing director puts together, which gives us a lot of details about where we're staying and when we're going where. So everything's very planned and organized ahead of time.
All right. I wanted to ask Roger a question. Hearing Melissa talk about the emphasis on sort of you know, the commitment to sort of integrating in a community. It sounds like we're not just going to be turning out for a show. It sounds almost like this is sort of a good fit for Sitka, in that we have a campus here devoted to the performing arts and bringing in companies like Photos Dance Chicago is where we're headed with this in some respects, isn't it?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I mean with the building of the Performing Arts Center several years ago, it allowed us to begin looking for professional dance companies that would be able to come to Sitka. One of the really, I think, amazing and awesome things about this event is that it is, to the very best of my knowledge, and you know, I started in Sitka in 1970. It's the first professional dance company to come to Sitka, and one of the things that we really haven't been able to do by not having a stage until just a few years ago was to be able to have, you know, have the facilities and resources to be able to have a company like Thotos come. And then you know, with the campus, it allows us then to house and take care of artists, larger groups of artists when they come. And so yeah, I think we're just continuing this growth as a community, as an arts and cultural center.
It's kind of cool that you can communicate with a company like Thotos Dance Chicago and Melissa and say, and we're not going to have to push the tables aside in the lunchroom for you.
We've come a long ways. Yeah, Melissa, one of the things that you may not be aware of is that a few years ago we were able to, by working with the state legislature and then our local community, we were able to raise the funds and build a performing arts center that's a beautiful space. And I think that ever since that space was built, the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, my organization, has been looking for and hoping that we could bring dance to Sitka. And so this is for us. We're very excited to have you coming.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're excited to come too, and I have a fun story to share with you, because we were looking at all of the technical specs and having a lot of production meetings. And when Sitka came up with our technical director and production manager, Nathan Tomlinson, he said, "Wow, this is a great place. They've got so many great instruments." So my point being is, on paper, you have a very impressive space, and we can't get there. I'm just given the list of lighting inventory and all of that. He was very impressed with what you've created and developed recently for your community in an art space.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that the Sitka Performing Arts Center was in part designed with dance in mind, because we have such a strong dance culture. Chris, you're shaking your head there.
Oh yes, there were lots of our local dancers were intimately involved in creating this Performing Arts Center to make it a space for dance. So hopefully you'll enjoy it.
I know we will. And I think that is fantastic that you took the input of members of your community in dance to make it dance-friendly for them. I think that's often a rare thing, and dance companies often have to make a lot of adaptions where they go, so that you did that was really forward-thinking in terms of the versatility that you can present in your space now.
Right. Melissa, I wonder if you could just sort of tip us off a little bit about the kind of performance performances that you will be doing on Wednesday. How many dancers will you be bringing, and what kind of styles of dance would people expect to see?
We are a 12-member dance company. We're an even dozen, and we're traveling to Sitka with 9 of our members, and we have a very eclectic repertory program. We thought that our repertory program offering would be a really great thing for the communities where we're touring, because each piece that we're doing is in the contemporary dance aesthetic, but was created by a different choreographer. So it's kind of like going to a cocktail party and having a lot of different appetizers and hors d'oeuvres to choose from, if I were to make a comparison in that respect. So we have a variety of pieces that we're bringing, and we have a very special piece because Thotos Dance Chicago's mission in terms of presenting dance is to celebrate and to champion the American choreographic voice. And we do that with very current contemporary works, and we also do that with historical or archival works. And we have a very special piece by Bob Fosse the iconic musical theater choreographer, and we're very excited to be bringing that to our communities.
All right. Melissa, we have as we mentioned, we have a large and I think it's fair to say thriving dance school in Sitka, kids of all ages, I mean from kindergarten right up. Do you think that Sitka's younger dancers and their families will appreciate seeing what you're bringing here on Wednesday?
Absolutely. We are an all audience, all family repertory company, and our audiences have a vast age range and demographic. And last night in our performance here in Haines, we had many, many children. Some came dressed in their ballet outfits too. It was delightful. They were really theme ready.
Okay, I just had this incredible wave of nostalgia because my daughter, I think she wore a tutu for probably from age 3 to 5. That was her working uniform. Day in and day out.
I think it's standard, don't you?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. And I guess we're also celebrating your 20th anniversary season, right? This year with
we are, and what that we are, we and that what that means is that I founded the company when I was 12.
Okay. And so were we. We are all. Yeah, we are. All right, and it looks like I pulled up your calendar, Melissa. You're headed after Sitka. You're headed to Homer, Valdez, Anchorage, and then Kodiak before you're back home to Chicago. So, quite the Alaska trip. And again, Chris Fulton, the times for the performance next week.
Okay, a week from today, Wednesday, April 11th, at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. The showtime is 7 p.m., and tickets are available at Old Harbor Books, $20 for adults and $15 for students and seniors.
All right. Thanks so much for joining me this morning. Chris Fulton is a board member for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. She's coordinating the performance of the Thotos Dance Chicago, which will be, again, next Wednesday, the 11th at 7 p.m. in the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Roger Schmidt is the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp and Alaska Arts Southeast, which is sponsoring the performance. And Melissa Thotos is the director and founder of the Thotos Dance Chicago. She's joined us on the phone this morning from Haines. Thanks to everybody for sharing your ideas and thoughts about the upcoming performance.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa, for bringing Dance Company.
We're really looking forward to it.
Okay.
As are we. It's more than our pleasure.
And break a leg today in Haines.
No.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks so much.